Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 22nd of November, recording at 9:37 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, apologies for the late recording. I actually recorded earlier, but I had the wrong microphone on, which was pretty stupid. I have one for the recordings and listening to messages, and I have another for my telephone. Okay, I've got the right one this time. So first let me say just very quickly, Happy Thanksgiving Day to all our American subscribers. This was a quieter day, given that most of the U.S. market, all the U.S. markets were closed. So we had some softening in Asia in stock markets. Japan was about the sole exception with a very modest gain in the Nikkei. And European stock markets, some modest rallies in here today, led by the UK and Switzerland, bank shares a bit firmer. And we also had some gains, I see, in Canada, Mexico, Brazil. So a little bit of a steadier tone in here today. Now, in government bonds, again, it was just the European bonds that were trading that I see on my screen immediately, but they were firmer. And I think also the Australian bonds were firmer. And the dollar was mixed, but a little bit easier overall. And gold steady in here, up at 804.90 as I speak. That's bullion. And silver up a little bit here as well. And the industrial metals mixed, tin down, copper up a bit. The oil price started stronger but closed a little bit weaker here, currently 98.55, sorry, 96.50 is that price. And wheat. Wheat's closed today in Chicago, but had a good day yesterday. That's potentially important. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, it will certainly not have escaped your attention that stock markets have been pretty weak this month, and that against that background, that bearish commentary has certainly increased. Now, we know why people are bearish overall. They're mostly looking at the U.S. economy. They are looking at credit problem contagion spreading, and now they are talking about the whole global growth story deteriorating, and I think that's quite an overreaction. I think it's ridiculous, as a matter of fact. That doesn't mean that we won't see some slowdown, but you know my view that that slowdown is extending the cycle overall. Now, I certainly don't want to be complacent or sound complacent. I do have major concerns. My most important, or my main concern at the moment, is that the Western central banks, mainly the Fed and the ECB so much as the Bank of England, Fed and the Bank of England have fallen behind the curve of events. And when you have deteriorating sentiment, as we have seen, and a major scare story such as the write-downs for all of these banks, then I think really more dramatic action is required. Now, I know there's some people who feel, a minority of people who feel that's totally the wrong strategy, and that the credit cycle is unraveling and a good thing too, and let it all crash and burn in some sort of horrendous global recession, depression, and then we get back to a healthy environment all over again. Well, that's an extreme view, and I don't agree with it at all. Some people also feel that that's inevitable, so you might as well bring it on. That seems to me to be unnecessarily pessimistic. And I think what is required here, and what we will get, is some rapid interest rate cuts, but every day that the Fed and the Bank of England procrastinate on this is, in my view, compounding the economic risks and also creating an additional headwind for these global stock markets. So I think the bond markets are right. And the short end of the bond market is certainly signaling some fairly sharp interest rate cuts. And I say bring it on. That's what we need here, and really fairly soon. I worry when I keep hearing people talking about the Bernanke put. I guess that's more or less inevitable given the Greenspan experience. That's not Bernanke's fault, and if he allows that to deter his hand on rate cuts, my feeling is that that would be a big mistake, and I hope that he will rise above that. So, as I said at the beginning of this section of the audio, while I often feel uncomfortable, or did I say this in the last audio? I'll say it right now. I often feel uncomfortable if my economic and particularly market forecast is based on my assumption that central banks will do what I regard as the sensible thing. And in this case, that is some fairly rapid rate cuts. But looking overall at stock market sentiment, and again taking this bank issue, my impression, based on what I read and what I see on the financial television channels, is that all the figures that have been bandied about on this bad debt, that it's they seem to be coalescing around the $500 billion level. Now that's a staggering sum and frightening, but the fact that so many people now seem to be talking about this, we're getting consensus that the write down will be in the order of $500 billion or $500 billion. That's got to mean that it's already in the market. In other words, that is mostly discounted and reflected in those bond prices, which have a bigger part in those bank share prices. So again, I feel we're into the end game here in terms of this overall sell-off. And you might be aware of that old Wall Street adage that Thanksgiving belongs to the bears and Christmas belongs to the bulls. Well, this being Thanksgiving Day, perhaps people will start to focus now on a year-end rally, which I think is a distinct possibility. I think it's a probability that we will see that because pretty well all global stock markets are oversold right now, and the main exception to that would be the markets that didn't perform at all. Any market that performed earlier in the year, in recent years, has certainly seen a setback recently. Maybe there are one or two exceptions, but certainly not many, and not among major markets. The markets that are performing best right now are in the Middle East, and those are markets that were absolutely hammered following their burst bubbles in 2006, and those really were genuine bubbles. And then they fell dramatically, and then we're building base formations from the latter half of last year and well into this year, and subsequently have been moving up out of those bases overall. So they've been out of sync with the rest of the global economy. Now, when these bank shares do bottom, and they're getting interesting because I've described this before as a climactic action. That doesn't mean that they won't go down further, but when you see accelerating declines that in markets, a big sector like the banks, which have fallen, oh, what, 40, 45, in some instances 50%, that is really getting into the end game. That doesn't mean they can't go on and fall 60 or 70%. That's not a forecast, but it is a risk, particularly if the banks, beg your pardon, particularly if the central bankers are too slow to cut rates again and also issue some appropriate comments, such as their determination to restore orderly credit markets. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, heaven forfend, to provide the right combination of commentary and monetary action, and we're not getting it at the moment. So, what else here? Government bonds, they have been very steady. Really, you go right back to June, when the banking situation was gradually dawning on everyone, and those bond prices have been rallying, and yields falling, of course. And that is still the case today. My view is that we've seen by far the best of the bond market rally, just as my view is that we've seen by far the biggest portion of the stock market sell-off. And bonds are taking and will continue to take their cue from stock markets. And when we see that turn, when we see banks giving some bullish signals instead of the persistently bearish signals that we've seen in recent weeks, when we see that on the charts and we get the Dow and the S&P firming up and a rally gets underway that people believe in, then I think you'll see some sharp profit taking in those long-dated government bonds. Those will be tradable signals in terms of playing the rally in equities and those who are inclined shorting the bonds. But right now, we still have the stock markets on the defensive and bonds still quite steady. The US dollar touched a new low in here again today, fractionally, just under the 75 level on the US dollar index. It is oversold. It had steadied up, then started to get hit earlier this week. My feeling really is that we don't have potential for more than a technical rally in the US dollar at this time, and having just seen a small one, I wouldn't be too surprised if it didn't weaken a bit further. I put it this way, we would need to see the dollar back above this week's highs on the US dollar index to reverse downside risk and indicate a further technical rally. Now, the dollar has rallied against some currencies, Canadian dollar, for instance, following a persistent decline. And one of the reasons for that is that there is now talk of a Canadian dollar rate cut. Hardly surprising, the Canadians do not want to see a strong currency. You're certainly not appreciating at the rate that it had been appreciating against the greenback. Ditto in Australia, and we get a similar sort of thinking developing there before long. Now, this background, I think, is still reasonably favorable for gold, and I'm impressed the way gold is held in the last couple of days, held the gains following that good upside key day reversal that we had seen, I think it was 3 days ago. So, my view, and as Owen and I were saying at the time, is that these precious metals would need to close below the lows that they saw either early this week or last week, whichever are lower. They would need to close below those lows to offset current recovery scope in what I believe is a ranging consolidation. And if they were to take out those lows, which I don't expect, I'll give the upside the benefit of the doubt now in line with the latest technical action. But if they were to take out those lows, that would just indicate to me a little bit deeper consolidation, a little bit deeper reaction. But I feel that this sector is going to have another run And it might even be before year end. Could easily be before year end. It'll probably be led by platinum, which had led previously. The grains are interesting. Look at wheat, which had that upward dynamic yesterday. That could be important because it had a very orderly staircase downward trend for quite some time. Crude oil ranging reasonably steadily, although it's down today in what looks like another. Well, it's been just all the same pattern all along. These ranging consolidations, small consolidations, and then followed by a step on the upside. And I think that will continue. My main message, though, just to recap on that, is that I think that the bearish sentiment that we're hearing is moving into crescendo levels, and that's a contrary indicator. I do look for a year-end rally. I'd feel happier if central banks got on with the rate cuts just to prevent some unnecessary economic damage, which would also be reflected in stock markets. So quiet day here today. No doubt there'll be plenty more activity tomorrow. And when I'll be back with the next audio. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.